This is podtech.net. I'm Catherine Girardot here at TICON in Santa Clara. Anywhere, anytime connectivity was the topic of distinguished speaker Dr. Sanjay Jha. He spoke about how wireless technology is changing our world. Dr. Jha is president of Qualcomm CDMA Technologies and executive vice president of Qualcomm. In part one of the podcast, he speaks about the convergence of computing and wireless. Jha says the coming revolution is that ubiquitous broadband connectivity will vastly extend the reach of the internet.
Thank you. Well, it's a large crowd here. Thank you for inviting me to talk to you today. About 18 months ago, there was a questionnaire that IEEE sent out to a lot of folks in the industry to understand what was the biggest technology advancement that happened in the last 40 years. And I think you wouldn't be surprised to hear the answer. It was the internet. The internet is the biggest thing that's occurred in the last 40 years, and there were some others. But what I'm here to tell you today is that the internet certainly changed all of our lives in multiple different ways. But the wireless internet has the potential of extending what internet has done way beyond anyone's imagination. By 2007, more than 1 billion mobile data users will be accessing internet on their handsets. It's anywhere, anytime connectivity. And that's really not the case with wired internet. 80% of your data consumption today happens at either your home or your work. With wireless internet, I think we have the ability to extend that to any geography at any time. And I think that you will find that is a revolutionary change. The title of this conference today is Disruption and Convergence. Well, this is really a convergence of computing and wireless. You'd see 65 million laptops sold. Most of them have wireless LAN in them. About 90-95% of them have wireless LAN in them. But what they don't have is ubiquitous broadband data connectivity, and that is coming. And I think there are five laptop manufacturers who are already embedding laptop modules into the laptop and shipping that. And as that extends, as a significant portion of laptops are delivered, I personally think that this would be the experience that most of us have now, which is if you're leaving home without a cell phone, you go back and collect it. It is not imaginable for most of us to be not connected with voice. And I think that the revolution that's coming is that most of us will not imagine a day now in 2, 3, 5 years' time where we were not always data connected. And I think that that's a very important change that is occurring. There's one other thing. Vast portion of the world will only get data through wireless. It is inconceivable to me that India, Latin America, China, Southeast Asia, that people will lay down copper wires to every single village and every single house. The cost of coverage, the practicality of delivering broadband data to these places with wireless is so much more compelling than wired internet. I think wireless internet is very compelling from that point of view. There's one other convergence, in my opinion, that's happening, which is portable entertainment devices will become wirelessly connected. I think if you look, 600 million phones, vast majority of phones being shipped in mature markets have some kind of multimedia capability. You can, from Verizon today, download video clips, 2 to 3 minute video clips. It takes 15 to 20 seconds to download. You could download multimedia capability in your handset. You have MP3 players. You have camera resolutions up to 7 megapixel camera. So there's a convergence going on between wireless and consumer devices as well. It'd be my prediction that MP3 and portable media player devices will become wirelessly connected. So the wireless is changing our world. I think that's the core theme of my presentation to you today. I have about 30 minutes to talk about this, and then I'll be open to, as Steve said, about 5, 7, 10 minutes of questions. I have a lot of slides. I'm going to go through them quickly. So get your questions ready. The format, I think, as Steve said, some will collect index cards, and Steve would ask the questions. This is, I'm not hoping for you to track this, except to say that in 2006, we have broadband data available to us. In the United States, there are two networks of moving to DO Revision A, which deliver a peak data rate of 2.4 or 3.2 megabits per second. I no longer connect when I go to a hotel to their internet service and pay $9.99 or $12.99 or whatever it is. I use my EVDO data card. Similarly, in Europe, in Asia, there's a deployment of a technology called HSDPA that delivers peak data rates today of 7.2 megabits per second and a user experience of pretty close to a megabit per second. Very compelling experience, I think. And all of these technologies are only going to migrate and deliver higher efficiency and better throughput. A lot of the technologies, HSDPA, EVDO, DO Revision A, are all based on a technology called CDMA. CDMA is a technology that Qualcomm invented some years ago. And a lot of the technologies, as they go to broader bandwidth, probably 10 to 20 megahertz, are moving towards what's called an OFDMA modulation, or multiple access also, modulation multiple access. We also, of course, have a wireless LAN and personal area network, ABG, 802.11 ABG, and going to 11N very, very quickly, as soon as I think we can get our standards organizations in shape, or actually even before that. Bluetooth is also migrating. The UWB, the ultra wideband, will become the physical layer for Bluetooth and deliver pretty 50 to 60 megabits per second over 2 to 4 feet, which is actually a pretty usable and useful thing. So you can walk into a room and have your PC sync up with your phone, which may actually have 60 gigabytes of storage by the time all of these things come together. So a combination of these things enable us to have various different kind of connectivity, wireless connectivity. I personally, this is our estimate, IDC's estimate of shipment and revenues in wireless LAN and PAN and wireless WAN, WAN being wide area network, such as cell phone and so on and so forth. And you would see that wireless WAN gets up to around $35 billion and wireless LAN gets up to, wireless LAN and personal area gets up to around, $7, $8 billion. And that's roughly the proportion. I actually think that this chart seems to become shallow in the out years. It's only because we have not figured out some of the applications which will drive this. And I think that there's a much higher growth rate in the out years than this chart would seem to suggest. The three drivers, in my opinion, there are three drivers of growth in wireless. One, the biggest driver at the moment in terms of new subscribers is the increasing teledensity in emerging marketplaces. Expanding voice services and data services into emerging marketplaces. Second is migration of voice to data. So what used to be, Verizon used to have the biggest voice network, now they have the biggest data network. Every single carrier around the world is migrating to data capability, and that opens up a lot of possibilities for us. One is enterprise, as I was saying, laptops or other devices. You've seen certainly Microsoft and Intel deliver a new device called UMPC, Ultra Mobile PC. It has, I think, in the first generation, still not compelling characteristics, but I'm sure that will be compelling at some point. That is a new trend, a smaller device that you carry with you all the time. There is, you know, a $67 million unit laptop and about 900 million unit cell phones. In between, there is really no compelling device. And there are lots of reasons for that, but there are lots of reasons why I think in future we will see a whole array of devices between cell phones, ubiquitous, very high volume, and laptops, still highly successful, but we will see perhaps 200 million unit shipping devices. And they're coming, and I think that will drive a great deal of value in this ecosystem. Thirdly, I think the convergence of multimedia and mobility. You know, camera phones, the best camera is the camera that you have with you when you need it. The probability of that camera being your camera phone is extremely high because you'll carry your phone with you because you want to be connected at all times. The problem with camera phones have been just the same as the digital cameras, is that they didn't take off till the resolution got to a certain place where you could print 6x4 inch images. And I understand Vimesh Joshi of HP is going to be presenting to this conference tomorrow. He has a bunch of ideas as to how to create a very good ecosystem around camera phones. That ecosystem today has not existed. Most of the pictures that you take on your camera die in your camera. I think what we want to do is create an ecosystem which enables for those pictures to be printed and be usable. But in any event, I think that if you look at MP3 video cameras, all of them are being delivered through handsets, and I think that that is a tremendous growth area for us. If you look at data revenue, for all of the wireless carriers, the voice revenue is kind of saturating. In fact, saturating to going down. They're giving you bigger and bigger bundles for about the same price as you were paying. For, say, 100 minute, you were paying $29.99. You're now getting 300 minute for $29.99. Their ARPU, average revenue per user, is not going up. All they're delivering is more voice in the meanwhile. In United States, unconstrained, people use about 900 minutes of voice per month, whereas in Europe, that number is really at the moment around 300 to 400 minutes. Part of the reason is the cost of voice here is about one-third of what it is in Europe. But carriers are very interested in driving data revenue, and this is a chart from a carrier, SKT, in Korea, which the y-axis here, by the way, is not dollars. It'd be very good if it were, but it's actually won. There's roughly 1,000 won to a dollar, and by the time they get to about 10,000 won, that's about 10 to 15%, about 20% of their revenue. So they're seeing revenue correlated with the quality of the network and quality of service that you deliver. They've seen a steady increase in data revenue, and in fact, I believe that that is what we will see here in United States also and around the world. The data revenue, excluding SMS, will continue to increase. A lot of the carriers, Singular, for instance, is about 11% of their revenue is data revenue. I think that we will see that steady increase in carriers' data revenue, which means that I think we're using more and more data. And there are a number of studies that we've done. These are the factors that really make that we learn that the consumers care about. One, that they need a good quality network. Coverage is very important. Ubiquity is important. You want to be certain that when you want to use that data network that you have connectivity. You don't want calls dropping on you, and you don't want to go through patches where you don't have coverage. That's personally why I've not seen wireless LAN as a competitive threat to ubiquitous network, not least because if you want to offer the kind of coverage that wireless WAN offers with wireless LAN, it's prohibitively expensive. It is not a cheap service to deliver over wireless LAN coverage. Second thing is the quality of the handset and ease of use. It really, we all now want handsets which is lifestyle focused. People who want to work out want to have a device which has GPS enabled, and when they go, it tracks their run and it tracks their rate of increase. It has an MP3 player built in. It has a heart rate monitor built in. People, soccer moms want something else entirely, and enterprise users want something else entirely. The segmentation of handset along users is going to be very important. And of course, you see Nokia, Motorola, and other handset manufacturers delivering that this lifestyle focused device is going to be very important. Of course, application and content.